Welcome to episode 861 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Since last year, we have been searching for Jesus in every book of the Bible. That journey has taken us to the book of Daniel for the past few weeks. We continue today with Daniel 8.
Daniel 8, verses 1 to 2.
During the third year of King Belshazzar's reign, I, Daniel, saw another vision, following the one that had already appeared to me. In this vision, I was at the fortress of Susa, in the province of Elam, standing beside the Ulai River.
Daniel 8 follows Daniel 7, which presented a vision of four beasts symbolizing earthly kingdoms. These beasts represent successive empires throughout history, culminating in a final world power. Daniel 8 offers a complementary vision focusing specifically on the conflict between two of these empires, Medo-Persia, symbolized by a ram, and Greece, symbolized by a goat. Daniel 8 marks a continuation of the visions given to Daniel in previous chapters, with this one occurring shortly before the fall of Babylon to the Medes and the Persians. According to verse 2, this vision takes place in the province of Susa, in the territory of Elam. Susa, or Shushan, was the winter capital of the Persian Empire, and Elam was an ancient kingdom located in what is now southwestern Iran. This location signifies that Daniel is positioned within the context of the Medo-Persian Empire, which is relevant to the symbolism of the vision. Daniel also mentions that he was at the Ulai River when he received this vision. Mention of the river provides a specific geographical anchor for the vision, linking it to a real and significant location within the Persian Empire. This setting could symbolize the clarity and flow of divine revelation, or represent the strategic importance of waterways in empire building and prophecy. In verse 1, Daniel mentions having prayed earnestly and studied diligently in the scriptures before the vision. This highlights the importance of prayer and biblical study in receiving prophetic understanding. This is a model for approaching prophetic interpretation, seeking God's guidance through prayer and grounding understanding in Scripture. This vision, like others in Daniel, are part of the historic prophetic method, in which immediate historical fulfillments point to broader eschatological truths, especially concerning the end times and God's judgment. Daniel 8, verses 3 to 14.
As I looked up, I saw a ram with two long horns standing beside the river. One of the horns was longer than the other, even though it had grown later than the other one. The ram butted everything out of his way to the west, to the north, and to the south, and no one could stand against him or help his victims. He did as he pleased and became very great. While I was watching, suddenly a male goat appeared from the west, crossing the land so swiftly that he didn't even touch the ground. This goat, which had one very large horn between its eyes, headed toward the two-horned ram that I had seen standing beside the river, rushing at him in a rage. The goat charged furiously at the ram and struck him, breaking off both his horns. Now the ram was helpless, and the goat knocked him down and trampled him. No one could rescue the ram from the goat's power. The goat became very powerful, but at the height of his power, his large horn was broken off. In the large horn's place grew four prominent horns pointing in the four directions of the earth. Then from one of the prominent horns came a small horn whose power grew very great. It extended toward the south and the east and toward the glorious land of Israel. Its power reached to the heavens, where it attacked the heavenly army, throwing some of the heavenly beings and some of the stars to the ground and trampling them. It even challenged the commander of heaven's army by canceling the daily sacrifices offered to him and by destroying his temple. The army of heaven was restrained from responding to this rebellion, so the daily sacrifice was halted and truth was overthrown. The horn succeeded in everything it did. Then I heard two holy ones talking to each other. One of them asked, "How long will the events of this vision last? How long will the rebellion that causes desecration stop the daily sacrifices? How long will the temple and heaven's army be trampled on?" The other replied, "It will take 2300 evenings and mornings. Then the temple will be made right again."
Other versions of verse 14 put it this way. In the English Standard Version, for 2,300 evenings and mornings, then the sanctuary shall be restored to its rightful state. According to the King James Version, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. The Passion Translation says this, then the sanctuary will be purified. Rams, goats and horns, attacks on armies including a heavenly army, sacrifices and the sanctuary. This all seems like the stuff of science fiction. What does it all mean? And what does it have to do with Jesus? Let's continue in the text.
As I, Daniel, was trying to understand the meaning of this vision, someone who looked like a man stood in front of me, and I heard a human voice calling out from the Ulai River, Gabriel, tell this man the meaning of his vision. As Gabriel approached the place where I was standing, I became so terrified that I fell with my face to the ground. Son of man, he said, you must understand that the events you have seen in your vision relate to the time of the end. While he was speaking, I fainted and lay there with my face to the ground. But Gabriel roused me with a touch and helped me to my feet. Then he said, I am here to tell you what will happen later in the time of wrath. What you have seen pertains to the very end of time. The two-horned ram represents the kings of Media and Persia. The shaggy male goat represents the king of Greece. And the large horn between his eyes represents the first king of the Greek Empire. The four prominent horns that replace the one large horn show that the Greek Empire will break into four kingdoms, but none as great as the first. At the end of their rule, when their sin is at its height, a fierce king, a master of intrigue, will rise to power. He will become very strong, but not by his own power. He will cause a shocking amount of destruction and succeed in everything he does. He will destroy powerful leaders and devastate the holy people. He will be a master of deception and will become arrogant. He will destroy many without warning. He will even take on the Prince of Princes in battle, but he will be broken, though not by human power. This vision about the 2,300 evenings and mornings is true, but none of these things will happen for a long time, so keep this vision a secret. Then I, Daniel, was overcome and lay sick for several days. Afterward, I got up and performed my duties for the king, but I was greatly troubled by the vision and could not understand it.
The vision begins with a ram with two horns, which represents the Medo-Persian Empire, with one horn for the Medes and the other for the Persians. The higher horn that comes up last represents the Persians, who rose to dominance after the Medes. The westward, northward, and southward conquest signifies the expansion of the Medo-Persian Empire, which extended its territory in these directions without significant resistance from the east. You might recall that the united realm of Medo-Persia was depicted as a bear in Daniel 7 verse 5. The method of repeat and expand used in the book of Daniel and again in the book of Revelation means that prophecies are reiterated and elaborated upon, enhancing understanding and certainty of biblical prophecies. Following this, Daniel witnesses a one-horned male goat charging with remarkable speed and overcoming the ram. The goat symbolizes the Greek Empire under Alexander the Great, with the large horn representing Alexander himself. The rapid movement without touching the ground reflects the swiftness of Alexander's conquests. After the goat's horn is broken, representing Alexander's untimely death, four notable horns replace it, symbolizing the division of his empire among his four generals. This aligns with the depiction of Greece through a four-headed leopard in Daniel 7 verse 6. The symbol's historical alignment facilitates their identification. From one of the four horns, a little horn emerges, initially small but growing in power towards the south, east and the beautiful land, or as some others put it, the glorious land or the holy land. This land is Israel.
We will explore this further in our next episode. Father, we thank you for the sure word of prophecy. Help us to prayerfully consider that which you would have us know so that it may influence how we ought to live. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.